This is Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, so here you go. So thank you guys again, and we'll jump right in. Before we go to the three ideas from the Ishvitzer, from, I don't think we've learned from the Ishvitzer yet, summer, I'm going to give you guys my favorite Dvar Torah on Parshas Re'eh. I'm allowed to say favorite and not get in trouble. Okay, one of my favorites. So the Pasuk says later in the Parsha about the mitzvah tztakah, pasoach tiftach es yadcha. You have to open your hand. So Rashi says, pasoach tiftach, it says, afilu mei apamim. Even if the same guy comes to ask you tzedakah for 100 times, so Rashi is coming to tell you why the Torah is giving you the double lashon. Pasoach tiftach. Afilu mei apamim. But the Gra is an amazing, so if you want to write down a question, good. This is not your question, but this is the Gra asks a deeper question. Like, what's really the deeper meaning? So he says that sometimes, you know, when you see people, especially at the Kotel, especially in Israel, when they're, sorry,
I have a OCD with that.
Siddur, upside down, can't handle that. You see, sometimes the same people, like, they're like day after day, like, bro, get a job, or like, go figure it out. So he says an incredible idea. He says, if you close your fists, everyone here, we're gonna have a game. Everyone, close your fists, close your hands. So it looks, if you go like this, I'm not boxing anyone, but if you look at your hands, it looks like all your fingers are really the same length. If you go like that, like pretending you're doing Havdalah. Like Boer Memorash, it looks like they're all the same eight, the same length. I learned this a long time ago when I was in Minnesota. I remember where I was. It looks like yours. So it looks like they're the same length. But when you open your hands, open sesame, pasach es yadecha, you realize that every finger is different. Same thing with every poor person, says the Vilna Gaon. When the Torah tells us pasach tiftach es yadecha, don't view every single person as another poor person. Everyone has their own battles and their own challenge and their own family situation. You know, it's not just another person at the Kotel or another person, you know, another person that I have to give tzedakah to. It's another person that I get to give tzedakah to. And I don't know their whole family things. I don't know their whole family situation. So when the pasuk says, don't close your hand, and then it says, pasach tiftach, it's really telling us, not besides Rashi goes to Gemara, when you close your hands, it looks like everyone's the same. But when you open your hands, and you realize that every finger is different. And just like you open your hand, and every finger is the different length, so too, every oni, every poor person, has their own situation. And I feel like maybe we could say the same thing with every camper. It's not just, oh, another, I have 20 Aleph Hokers, I have 20 Manigokers. No, no, no. You have 20 individual kids who have 20 different family circumstances, who have 20 different upbringings, and it's a it's hard. But it's really what Shlomo HaMelech told us. Chanoch Nar Pi Darko. So everyone has their own neshama. Everyone has their own history, and their own way of learning. It's like what they tell us in graduate school is about differentiated learning. You ever heard that phrase? Differentiated learning. Sometimes you have audio learners, and sometimes you have visual learners. Very hard to do differentiated learning, but we do our best. Okay. Vilna Gaon, I love that idea to view every person as their own individual person. Okay, so here we go. So I was learning a little bit this morning before I went to go pick up my daughter from Sternberg, 3DE, 3-day experience in Sternberg. I don't know how, I don't know, my daughter never sleeps away. I don't know why I'm sharing this with you or I'm recording this, but as before I went there to pick up my daughter, Baruch Hashem, she had a great time. Here's good, there's good, it's all good. We're all Jews, Baruch Hashem. You have to learn a little bit from the Ishvitzer. I'm also trying not to choke right now, so give me a second. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Okay. Re'ei Anochi Nosen Levnecha Yom Bracha Kala. Hashem, Moshe says, I stand before you today to give you a bracha and a kala. Says the Ishvitzer, by the way, Ishvitzer is very, very hard. We'll try our best. So if we get a little bit, we'll do our best. Says the Me'ah Shirach, Hainu, Ki hakol me Hashem. Everything's from Hashem. Don't think, oh, there's a good God and there's a bracha God and a klala God. No, everything is from Hashem. Re'ei anochi nosen levnecha bracha. I give you everything. Hainu ki hakol me Hashem. Ki teva ha'adam. What's the person's nature? Lizok v'litzok l'Hashem pe'etzaraso ma'asolo. When a person's sick, it's a natural thing for a person to scream to David Hashem when things are going bad. Right? You ever realize that, you know, your Shimon Esra is a lot better when, like, you need something? When things are going well, it's like, nah, I'm okay. Like, thank you. Next thing you know, Shimon Esra is like 4 minutes. Or like when you're trying to get into seminary, it's like 14, you know? Let's be honest. I do have the same thing. But when things are going well, you're like, oh, Hashem, thanks for the parking spot. I don't need you. Thank you, though. It's a pasuk from Esther's Parsha that you think you're in control. Hashem says, no, Al Kain. See on the top right? Mara Hashem Isbach, or Heishin Yud says Hashem Isbach. Hashem Isbach, Ra Re'e Anochi. Hashem saying, Re'e Anochi. Hainu, Ki Hakol Me Hashem Isbach. Everything is from Hashem. Whether it's Bracha, whether it's Klala, everything is from Hashem. Ki Shem Shemavarach Ala Tov, Kach Mevarach Ala Ra. Right? The Gemara says in Bracha, so Mishnah. The same way we have to thank Hashem for the bad, if we have to thank Hashem for the good, we have to thank Hashem for the bad as well. There's also just, before we go to the second idea from the Kliyakar, if you notice the Hebrew, I did Hebrew my first semester after not getting shana bet from my parents, and I wanted to give it to them good, so I got a C. But then I realized that I'm only hurting myself with that. So then I decided to take a semester off from Hebrew, and then I went back in the fall. But if you look at the diktuk, and I did not get a C the second semester, Baruch Hashem. But if you got some good on your Hebrew regents, you didn't have to take it. I know what I'm talking about. They still have this in YU Stern. Or okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Whatever. Re'e is Lashon Yachid. Lifneichem is Rabbim. So why? This is a little extra nugget over here. We went from the Gra to the Ishbitz, now to extra nugget. Why the Kliyakar asks this question, the Baal Term asks this question. Why are you starting singular, Re'e, and then flipping to Lifneichem, which is Rabbim? Just stay parallel, or stay the same. So I saw a great idea from the Kliyakar. And I think this could be very appropriate for a lot of people in camp. Oh, my boss. I'm sorry, boss, that I started with that. Re'e, says the Kliyakar, why is there Lashon Yachid? To realize that every single person has the power to change the cloud. Don't think you're another counselor in Kem Marsha. No, you're one person. Re'e Anochi Nosin Lifneichem. That you one person Nosin Lifneichem Ayin Bracha. That you could change the entire Rabbim. You could change the entire world. So that's what the Kliyakar says, that we have to view the world half Zakai and half Chayav. Right? Every single action we do, and our next action is going to cause the world. We're going to cause this person to get refuah shleima, and it's going to help us in our actions to realize that every single thing that we do has an impact. So re'e, to realize that anochi nosin levenechem bracha, that we have tremendous opportunities to realize the yachid has a tremendous potential to do great things. So we start off with the Vilna Gaon Pasach Tiftach. Why is there, I'm just going to repeat for my own sake, why is it that's a double lashon? So Rashi says, afilu me'ag pa'amim, even 100 times the same ani, to try to give to the same poor person. But the Gaon says, when you close your hands, it looks like you're doing a little Havdalah. Everyone's like, why is he making fists? But just close your hands, and you open your hands, you realize that your fingers are all different. When you close them, you feel like your fingers are all the same size, same length, and you open your hands, everyone's different. That's what the Gra says. When it comes to tzedakah, and it comes to every situation in life, to every person we meet, everyone's on their own battle, their own journey. Then we said from the Me'ah Shiloh, that it's natural for that person, Shimon Ezra, to be much longer when they need something. But Hashem is saying, telling us to realize that everything comes from Hashem. Whether it's good, not great, don't think that anything you do is positive, come from you. No, everything. It's me. It's me when it's good. Me when it's bad. And finally, why did it say Yachid to Rabbim? Because that's the power of the individual. Good. Part one, part two, page two. Here we go. I'm sorry that I didn't save the woods, save the trees, but I think Kerem Marsha will be okay even with my 10 extra pieces of paper. Ayin Sham, Dovi Neuberger's hilarious joke. I don't know if it's hilarious. I thought it was funny. Okay, everyone, if you know what's that? IYK? If you know, you know. Whoa, oh my gosh, unbelievable. Feels so cool. Okay, if you know, you know. V'nasan lecha rachamecha v'rachamecha. So there, here the Ishbitz is talking about the mitzvah after the Iyar Nidachas. You know, the Iyar Nidachas is a mitzvah d'oraisa to destroy a city that is full of avodah zarah. So you might think and say, wow, the Torah is so mean. Hashem is so cruel. Unbelievable. So this is what he says here. Says the Ishbitzer. Achash ha-nivtav parsha Iyar Nidachas. Parshas Re'eh, by the way, is jam-packed. So after we have this whole mitzvah of Iyar Nidachas, which is the mitzvah to destroy and to annihilate the entire city. Shetzivil ha-haro kol ha-ir. Shanir le'in anushi kazost chema. Looks like the Torah's pretty intense, you know, like go kill every Amaleki, go kill everyone, go kill the Arni Dachas. Al zeh ne'emar. What's the Torah coming to tell us? Right after the Yarni Dachas. Look at in the Parsha. Hashem. If you're going to become and do the mitzvah Hashem, you're going to go to destroy, to physically destroy the Yarni Dachas. You might think that you become a cruel person. You're going to bring that home. No, you're doing mitzvah Hashem. Yoba b'chom midas rachmana shetiyeh rachman b'mokom shetzarach l'yisrachim. Says the Ishbitzer, and he quotes really from the Or Chaim HaKadosh as well, that don't think you're become a cruel person. There are times in life where you have to be strict. There are times in life where you have to be merciful. But if you're doing the mitzvah of Hashem, don't think that if you're going to kill someone, that you're going to become now a killing type of person. This is the biggest struggle ever as a teacher, really as a parent, is to when to know, not to kill, Chas V'Shalom, but to when to know, like, when do I have the balance of, like, letting it out a little bit? Let you be strong, because we know that if it's kulo chesed, that's the pasuk in Parshas Achrei most quotes that calls that a relationship between a brother and a sister a chesed. That's too much. That's inappropriate. It's too much. There's got to be that right balance of kindness and gvura. Says the Ishbitzer, and if you do the Ratzon Hashem, don't think you can become a cruel person. You have to know also that coming home, you have to make sure that you're Baal Rachma. You're doing the mitzvah Hashem. You have to know. You're going to be able to. That's why this pasuk comes right after Yarni Dachas. Yarni Dachas is the cruelty, not the cruelty, but it's the gvura dega mitzvah, and then comes the rachman when you come home, be able to act as a merciful way. I once heard from Rav Shor, should continue to refer Shalema. That's why when you come out of your house, where's the mezuzah when you leave your house? Mezuzah is on your left. Come into your house, mezuzah is on your right. So it says, sure, I quoted it. It's a semis. This is very beautiful for someone building a home. It's Hashem. For everyone building a home at the right time. When you go out to the world can be a very scary place. There's a lot of crazy things happening in 2023, which didn't happen in 2022. It's only getting crazier. It's Olam Hafa. Mamish crazy. So not to say that we want to be, there's good in the world, there is, but there's also a lot of crazy people. A lot of craziness. And I don't, just look at the news. So when it comes to the world, left, represents din, gvura. We have to be strong. We have to be careful with how the world affects us. That's gvura, left. Come into our home. We come into our home. And this is on our right. To represent. I come into my home. Everything is with shalom. Everything is with compassion. With thoughtfulness, sensitivity. Like to say the Meister from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He used to take a second, like 30 seconds. He used to come, like wipe off his jacket before he used to come home. I never do this, but Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently did. And the Talmud asked him, Rashi, what are you doing every single day when you come to the house? He said, you know, the Gemara says in Sota, in Zion, that Ish v'Isha Shechina Shuri B'neim. When a man and a woman live together, the Shechina is there. I'm greeting the Shechina. I'm about to see my wife for the first time today. I'm about to see the Shechina. I want to make sure that I'm in a presentful place. That's someone who lived with tremendous Shechina awareness, but to live with this Rachamim, to realize, and Mezuzah's on the right. The rest of the world, yeah, I was a posek and I was a Gadol Dor. And he didn't say those words. I'm going to say those words. But he's dealing with the rest of the world. But when you come into your home, it's with rachamim. Not saying that there's not din in that home also. There is. But I think it's a little bit more of a balance, I should say. But the first, I think it's a correct word. If you know Rav Shor, this is a very big Rav Shor. Rav Shor is like a very strong about against the internet. And he came on, once came to Rabbi Leibowitz's shul. I can say this all night. It's okay. I'm still a minute over, but there's still, it's not raining. The kids are having the chicken nuggets. So someone came to Rabbi Leibowitz and said, how are you having Rav Shor into your home? He doesn't allow internet. He doesn't allow college. He doesn't allow smartphones. He's badging smartphones. Now everyone's listening. So Rabbi Leibowitz showed me the email that he actually sent these. I'm not sure if I should say this, but it's okay, Rabbi Leibowitz. I hope you're Michael Bay. And Rabbi Leibowitz goes to that. He showed me the email back to the Baal Dat. And he said, if we always agreed with everything that we brought into our basement, just... You can take off the note of Yehuda also off the shelf because he didn't hold of college and he didn't, and this one didn't hold of Chalav Yisrael. There's something to learn from every single Gadol. If this is too much for you, then no problem. You don't have to come. I believe what's the thing. Rav Shor is a huge Talmud Chacham, is a huge Gadol Dor. Okay, so we don't have the same outlook on smartphones and on internet. But at the end of the day, to not have him for Shabbos, it's ridiculous. I love that. That was like seeing like what goes on in behind the pulpit, you know, behind the bima, behind the pulpit. It was behind the bima, even before the behind the bima was out. Rabbi Goldberg, shout out. They're chavrutzes, so maybe they talk about it. I actually know they have a chat. Rabbi Goldberg, Rabbi Leibowitz, and Rav Shai Shech, there's like a chat. I wonder if there's like anyone else on that chat. There's a way to get in on that chat. I don't think so. It's like senior or mishpacha talmidim of Rav Shechter. I think that's it. It's okay. Sometimes you just got to know that the chat exists. Chat GBT. Okay. And finally, third and final idea, and this is why I really chose the Sefer to be able to learn, because I think this is a tremendous piece to go home with, to go back with, to understand that being in Camp Moshe or being in seminary doesn't have to be in Camp Moshe or being in seminary. We could go everywhere we go. Says the Ishbitzer, the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni. You know, the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni is that a person has to bring their food to Yerushalayim, but it's too much of a schlep. So what happens? You transfer the food onto money, and the money can be spent in Yerushalayim. Good. Says the Ishbitzer, idea number three. Kabbalistically, this is not going to be the point, but he just says here, the foods that one eats has an effect on one's heart. Physically, spiritually, good. But that's not what I want to say here. He looks when he says, so beautiful. A person is das. A person's das is very tranquil, very rested in a place where he feels or she feels like it's their place, their makom. Their makom in the Beis Medrash, their home, in their house. You feel a little bit more comfortable in that area. That's yours. Uva makom nachri, nachri really is a non-Jew, but nachri doesn't. Makom nachri means like foreign. Uva makom nachri, when it's not your place, when you feel like you're on a road trip in the middle of nowhere, in Daito Mishas of Allah, when you daven mincha at some gas station in the middle of road trip, your das is not behind the truck at the mall. Your das is not all there. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu yazir. Kadosh Baruch Hu is warning us. There should never be a separation between in a person's head. That this is my makom, this is not my makom. No. Rag yimshach acher rotzon Hashem yisbarach b'chol makom b'deya shleima. To realize that a Jew can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu wherever they are. And wherever they are, whenever they are. And that's the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni, yes, the food is not there. You take the money to Shalayim. What happens? Now that money shows that you could find Hashem everywhere. And my friend Rav Meir Jacoby, who showed me this, he said, that's why you say Hamakom Yinachem Eschem. Right? Say Hamakom. What's Makom? Makom is that person should find their Makom. That person should have their comfort. Right? You say it at Shiva House. Chas v'Shalom. Someone says this Hamakom Yinachem Eschem. That a person, that a Jew should find Hashem in that place, in that new place, wherever they go. They don't have that person now anymore in their lives. That they should find a Kadosh Baruch Hu even in that place. Where a Jew could realize that it's not about being it, but being at the Kotel. I can only grow when I'm in Eretz Yisrael. It's ridiculous. Sam Rabbi, Rabbi Weinberger, Shita, love saying this. Tomorrow night, can't ask anyone who's gone. I'll be gone. If you need a ride, let me know. But probably on the way back, on the way there, I have a few stops. Rabbi Weinberger says from the Sam Rabbi, Tavor's Rabbi, and my Rabbi too, and he says, what's an Am Aretz? Am Aretz, simplest, just push up shot. Someone who's Am Aretz, I'm an ignorant person. He doesn't know better. Am Aretz. Says the Sam Rabbi, no, I'm Haaretz. I can only grow in Yerushalayim. I can only dive in this way if I'm in Eila by the Kotel with the Tiv. If I'm in Shalavim or if I'm in MMY or if I'm in whatever, it's ridiculous. So that's an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz, sometimes I'm a man of the land. No, there are a lot of people that could grow. If you just came to the library last week on Friday night, there's a lot of growth could be done in America. Sometimes you need Eretz Yisrael to jumpstart us, but. To say that I can only grow in Eretz Yisrael, or I can only grow when everything's going this way, or I'm in my makom, it's much easier. I'll just say it's much easier to grow, but that doesn't mean that you can only grow in that place. Yeah, I feel much more at home when I'm in my makom in the boys' B&P, or my place in Boca, instead of some place, you know, in Hershey Park. But at the end of the day, we're commanded b'lat chavadarch, not just uvishach v'luchamechem, also b'lat chavadarch. So these three ideas. Well, I'll give you the added nugget from the Gra, the added nugget from the Kliyaka, Re'enochi Nosna Lechai Bracha Klala, that everything, the Bracha Klala is from Hashem. Number two, and also Lechai Rachamim V'Rachamecha, even after the Yoni Dachas, to know that if you're doing the Mitzvah Hashem, to bring home the Rachamim, especially when it comes to the Mezuzah, Rav Shor's Torah, left to the world, when you come into your home, time to be a lot more compassionate and kind. That doesn't mean not to be compassionate to the world, but to be aware of the world, especially nowadays. And finally, the third and final idea for us to be able to realize that yes, it's much easier to be in a place in a Charvas Adas, so to be a lot more settled in a certain place, but our Jew can find a Kadosh Baruch Hu whenever, wherever they are, and that's our job. Not just say I could grow here, but I could really grow everywhere. It was a tremendous class to learn together. We should be zochah to learn together soon in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Wishing everyone tzidach simetoyva, and thank you very much.